Welcome to the wedding feast at Cana and the beginning of ordinary time, which we all know is not ordinary at all. This year is cycle C in the three-year cycle of scripture readings, and all year long we will listen to St. Luke take us along the path of what it means to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ. If you remember, last Sunday was the last Sunday of Christmas season, and we celebrated the feast of the baptism of the Lord, wherein he instituted the sacrament of baptism. And in baptism, we die to our old selves, racked with original sin, and we rise to a new life in Christ Jesus, filled with sanctifying grace. We are literally transformed from one creature, a natural creature, into an entirely new creature, a spiritual creature. And regardless of what age we are when we are baptized, as we develop in our spiritual lives, this transformation, this spiritual growth evolves. And if we let ourselves, we will immerse ourselves more and more into the love God has for us. And we will see our own love becoming more and more of a selfless, sacrificial love, the same love that Jesus gives to us. And in today's gospel, at the wedding feast at Cana, Jesus elevates the gift of marriage to the level of a sacrament. And marriage is such a great example for us if we try to define the essence of selfless, sacrificial love. We all know that sacraments are signs instituted by Christ to give grace. And in the case of the sacrament of matrimony, it is a sign of Christ's own infinite love for his bride, the church. We see this kindred relationship between the love of a married couple and the love Christ has for the church, because Christ's love for the church was the perfect example of selfless, sacrificial love. His entire life was poured out for others in teaching, in healing, and ultimately in suffering the most horrific passion and death possible on the cross for our salvation. And if we look at the marriage of a man and a woman, the most important characteristic of a sacramental marriage is the commitment of husband and wife to focus on the happiness of the other rather than their own, so that the two truly do become one. I believe that a lack of mutual sacrificial love is the primary reason that so many marriages fail today. Couples so often today go into a marriage for what they can get out of it. I want to marry you because of what you do for me, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, whatever. Each of those are equally wrong reasons to enter into marriage. As God intended it, marriage is all about giving, not receiving. Marriage is about giving all that we are, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, whatever, to our spouses and our children without expecting anything in return. That is selfless, sacrificial love in marriage. And when both husbands and wives live that life together, when both husbands and wives are committed to each other's happiness instead of their own, then their relationship not only becomes the source of limitless joy and fulfillment, but their love becomes, as St. Paul tells us, a love that is patient and kind. It is a love that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. This kind of love never fails. We also see this selfless, sacrificial love in the love of parents for their children. Who of us wouldn't sacrifice anything and everything for our children? Yeah, I know, we already do, right? You also see this kind of love in priests and religious who live their entire adult lives with only one purpose: the salvation of every soul that they are privileged to encounter in this life. And they are willing to sacrifice everything they have and everything they are to achieve that victory for Christ and that most fortunate soul. But these married and single states of life are not the only ways of looking at the essence of selfless, sacrificial love. Because from a certain point of view, each of us is really several different persons contained within this one body, one heart, one soul. Each of us is a child of God, but each of us is also a baptized disciple of Jesus Christ. Each of us is also a husband or wife or single person. Each of us is also a mother or father, a grandmother or grandfather, a brother or sister, son or a daughter, a domestic engineer, a student or a worker. These are not just roles that we play, but they define who we are as human beings. And each of these identities provides the opportunities for us to love our neighbor with this very same selfless, sacrificial love. We can literally let God's love flow through us to each and every soul we are privileged to touch in this life. As St. Paul says in our reading today, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit, or in some translations, for the common good. In other words, God doesn't just give us all of this grace, all of these gifts to be stored away in a trunk someplace. To live this life of selfless sacrificial love, we have to pour out this love we have. We have to use our gifts in service to everyone God inspires to come to us for help. Today is such a good day to try to immerse ourselves in that selfless, sacrificial love that God has for each of us, where He is willing to risk everything and anything for our salvation. And then try to live tomorrow and the next day and every day thereafter for the rest of our lives with that same selfless, sacrificial love for His glory and the salvation of souls.